Little does the boy know, as the tide of years drifts by, floating him out insensibly from the harbor of his home upon the great sea of life, what joys, what opportunities, what affections are slipping from him into the shades of that inexorable past where no man can go save on the wings of his dreams. Little does he think, as he leans upon the lap of his mother, with his eye turned to her, in some earnest pleading for a fancied pleasure of the hour, or in some important story of his griefs, that such sharing of his sorrows and such sympathy with his wishes he will find nowhere again. Little does he imagine that the fond sister Nelly, ever thoughtful of his pleasures, ever smiling away his griefs, will soon be beyond the reach of either, and that the waves of the years which come rocking so gently under him will soon toss her far away upon the great swell of life. But now you are there. The firelight glimmers upon the walls of your cherished home. The big chair of your father is drawn to its wonted corner by the chimney side. His head, just touched with gray, lies back upon its oaken top. Opposite sits your mother. Her figure is thin, her look cheerful yet subdued, her arm perhaps resting on your shoulder as she talks to you in tones of tender admonition of the days that are to come. The cat is purring on the hearth. The clock that ticked so plainly when Charlie died is ticking on the mantel still.